just south of I-70 in southeastern Illinois, you may begin to see some unusual sights popping up and down in corn and soybean fields. This is the industry that brought an unexpected boom here over a century ago. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to agroliquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
If you want to meet a man in the oil business, you'd perhaps go to Texas or Oklahoma. We instead went to Illinois to visit with John Larrabee. He's been in and around the oil industry about his entire life. Many people don't know that an area near Robinson and Oblong, Illinois, struck oil in 1906, and that area has kept pumping for decades, although some times have been leaner than others.
1999, I got down $10.50. A lot of producers went out of business because they didn't shut down their wells quick enough. The expenses kept going on. At that time, I had 58 wells, and I was only pumping two because I couldn't afford to operate them.
John recently sold his wells, but he says at today's prices, those wells are profitable, partly because of the geology of the oil here.
If they make three barrels a day, they can make it because they're shallow wells. We're only talking about 800 to 1,000 foot deep, so we're not talking about the Texas wells where it might be 10 or 1,000 feet deep.
John says wells in Illinois average producing about three barrels a day. He had some wells that produced a half barrel and one that produced 100 barrels a day. The original Discovery Well was near the small town of Stoy.
This little town of Stoy, which is now about 50 population, was over 4,000 population because that was about 2 miles from where the oil boom hit. And everyone that lived in a tent, they had to talk about Tent City. People come in from everywhere.
The town is gone, but the well is not.
The Discovery Well, they plugged it, and we've since bought 8/10 of an acre around that and built a wooden derrick over the well.
The historic Discovery Well is just part of what John and the crew here have worked to preserve. While oil is still an important industry, they have chronicled the history of the area at the Illinois Oilfield Museum, a place where people can learn about a U.S. oil region many didn't know existed. Traveling the countryside in Oblong, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.